From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A group of more than two dozen former U.S. diplomats and senior military officers is taking a stand against President Bush. The group is made up of both Democratic and Republican appointees. They contend the president's policies have harmed U.S. national interests, and they say President Bush should be replaced. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The list of signatories is impressive. It includes names of former officials such as Admiral William Crowell, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Reagan, Charles Freeman, U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia under President Bush Sr., and General Tony McPeak, former commander of U.S. Central Command, who served under Presidents Carter, Reagan, and Bush Sr. Phyllis Oakley, an assistant secretary of state under Presidents Bush Sr. and Clinton, says that the statement the group plans to issue on Wednesday grew out of informal policy discussions that simply reached critical mass.
We all have given our lives to the foreign affairs and national security of the United States. We are deeply concerned that we are squandering all the alliances and goodwill that we had built up, and that we can no longer be silent, that we have to speak out for change.
Oakley says the group is deeply concerned about Iraq, but the problem, she says, is much broader than that.
It is the mindset of the current national security team in the Defense Department, particularly these people who have urged the doctrine of preemptive war, have acted as a unilateral superpower without listening to our allies, that we feel that so many of our policies have not reflected the realities on the ground and have made the United States less secure.
William Harrop, ambassador to Israel under President Bush Sr., says he and his colleagues have been concerned for some time, but were spurred to act by polling data released last spring by the Pew Research Center,
which showed the extraordinary decline in world regard for the United States. I don't think that in our whole history has the United States ever been so distrusted and feared and disliked as it is now, even among our closest allies.
Harrop, who says he voted for George W. Bush for president, acknowledges that the administration recently has shown a new willingness to work with allies and the United Nations, but he says the damage has been done.
We think really a new administration, a new team of national security and foreign policy people will be necessary, and we think the election is probably the best way to bring that about.
Although they are calling for a new administration in Washington, Oakley and Harrop say that their group has no connection with the campaign of Democratic presidential contender John Kerry. Again, Ambassador Harrop.
We're not a Kerry campaign. We're a campaign to replace the Bush administration.
Oakley and Harrop say the statement they are releasing Wednesday at the press club makes their goal very clear. Administration officials have declined to comment on their effort. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.